Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Hi, I'm Scott Hahn, and I'd like to invite you personally to join me and Breadbox Media on August 24th in New Oxford, Pennsylvania, for a day of spiritual renewal. I'll be presenting three talks, one on St. Joseph, one on the sacrament of matrimony, and another one on the Holy Eucharist. Learn more and register at breadboxmedia.com/PA conference. I hope to see you there.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from upstate New York. And today I want to talk a little bit about Martha. Why? Because this podcast episode is going up on the feast day of St. Martha, one of the blessed sisters that had Jesus constantly residing in her house. She is a brother to Lazarus, who was raised from the dead by Jesus in John's Gospel. This has always been a very important saint within my life in relationship to my journey in Carmel, because Teresa of Avila got me into Carmel. And if you ever read The Interior Castle, near the end of it, she begins her ending, and she actually ends the text by a reflection on the sisters Martha and Mary. And in this text, where it's all about Mary, it seems, and the Marian life and etc., she ends with this movement that this life of prayer and contemplation and meditation always must lead to Martha. There's an outward momentum. There's an outward movement. The love of God cannot remain sort of encaged. It is meant to flow out of one's heart into the world. And within the Lucan account, which is usually the one that we hear, we think about when it comes to Mary and Martha, Martha seems to get the brunt end of the stick. You know, Jesus sort of corrects her. Oh, Martha, Martha, you're worried about so many things. Mary has chosen the better part, and it should not be taken away. But the story of Mary and Martha starts with a very important insight that I think we need to reclaim and bring to the forefront of our minds. And what is that? Well, verse 38 into 39 says this of the 10th chapter of Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. Who was Jesus welcomed by? Martha, the one that is so busy. And with that insight, I've been really wrestling with a possible model for people's lives, because one of the things I deal with is people who come to me and they've had some encounter, they've had some experience with the Lord, and they may not have the language to articulate it, and they want to grow from it, but yet they get so consumed by the busyness of their life and the confusion that life places upon us, and that experience in that moment begins fading into the distance. Yet Martha, the one that's quote-unquote the busy one, the one that's all about work, she is the one that welcomed Jesus. Jesus offers these experiences, and just like these people I try to aid in their life, they receive them. They had an opening in their heart that Jesus was able to enter into. But yet, how easily they forget that he is residing within the house because of the busyness of their life. Just as Martha, whose work was about caring and hospitality for Jesus, yet she forgot that she must be able to also slow down and spend time with Jesus. So in this sort of Martha dimension, we have to be able to understand the importance of being able to receive Jesus into our heart, to welcome Jesus into our heart, and also to be able to acknowledge that he already resides there too. It's one of those paradoxes of the both and. He is outside yet inside. Where are we standing? What is our perspective? How are we going to Jesus, or how, more importantly at times, I believe, how are we receiving Jesus? Are we welcoming him? Do we want to greet him with hospitality in our heart? And yet becoming aware and articulating in a variety of ways, putting words to our busyness. So it's not just sort of this confusing blob of noise. So this model of Martha, I think, helps us to understand of being able to be aware of the busyness in her life, the noise in her life, be able to put words to him and go to Jesus, and even be open to correcting, being open to correction by Jesus. We think about God as a just God, but sometimes when we talk about God's justice, our mind goes right to the judgment, and he's going to cast the sinners into hell and all that sort of stuff. No. We have a just God, and we understand within the Catholic tradition that justice is about giving to one what they're owed. God sees us where we're at, our fragileness, our brokenness, our woundedness, and our tendency towards going towards the easier route. And in his justice, he gives us what we need in order to go to the right path and take the steps necessary to say yes and receive him as he knocks on our door. And that insight, by the way, about God's justice is not something that is originally my own. It comes from the writings and the letters of Teresa Lisieux. So may we just spend some time wrestling with the reality that Martha was the one that welcomed Christ into her home, and sit with the idea of how are we welcoming Christ into our heart? How do we let him in? How do we say yes? And how do we come? And how do we become aware of his presence in our hearts? Not in a condemnatory way, but in a way of joy. He wants to be with us in that intimate place that we know that is the human heart. He wants to cultivate the intimacy of his presence with us. Our God is not necessarily a distant God. We speak about God's distance in relationship to not the grandeur of the heavens, but in the void that we know resides in our heart, and in that distance that we seek to put between him and us because of the addictions and the attachments that we have and etc. That's the distance that God has that we wrestle with. We create the distance between God and us. God and us. But yet he has bridged that distance through the incarnation. So there's a lot of meat here in this episode, and it's not too long, but I challenge you to just wrestle with this welcoming attitude of Martha. And in that welcomeness, how do we maintain that spirit of hospitality and not be consumed by the busyness of life? We begin by putting maybe words to our busyness. So, my brothers and sisters, thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you, and may God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if there's a little like icon feature, click on that like icon. Also, if you want more of my content, head on over to my website, The Frank Fryer. There on my website, The Frank Fryer, you can find links to my blog, my Catholic Stand articles. You can email me through that if you're discerning a vocation. There's a vocation tab there also. All of this is on The Frank Fryer website. Also, if you like videos, you can check out some of my YouTube videos on that website also. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.